Hi everyone, I'm Molly.
And I'm Angie, and you're listening to
So That's a Thing,
where we bring you our take
on some random shit.
Woo!
Hello, how's it going, Angela?
Oh, fantastic. Molly, happy National Cheese Lovers Day.
Well, I guess it's Cheese Lovers Day,
It is. Well, today it is.
Yes.
By the time this podcast comes out, it'll be probably a few weeks past.
Right. National As you guys may have noticed, we do record a couple weeks in advance, but as of today, it is National Cheese Day. So when this comes out, hopefully you all celebrated.
Yes, I hope you all had some cheese. You got some good. You got some Gouda. There he is. Yes, this is hilarious.
So. I keep thinking I want to come up with like a subreddit of like mom jokes.
Oh,
you know, because there's always like dad jokes.
Yeah,
and I got some pretty cheesy jokes.
Oh. Speaking of National Cheese Lovers Day. You got some cheesy jokes.
I got some cheesy jokes.
Oh,
They're a Gouda. Now that you brought it up, I think I will have to get some cheese for today.
Yeah.
A little cheese snack.
Well, I saw it online. I think it was somebody had put it on there, and they had put a picture of, like, cheese curds. And I was like, well, those look delicious.
Yes.
And now I've been hungry thinking about cheese.
Who doesn't like a good cheese curd?
I'm telling you, it's good stuff. Thank you, Wisconsin, for your cheese curds.
And that's all we get.
Yeah, hopefully I can get out. Well, I mean, you braved the winter weather to get over here.
Yes.
We had snow dump number two.
Number two, this weekend. It's been kind of crazy.
Yeah.
Well, and the thing I think more so is that it's been so gray.
Yeah.
Like, today was the first day that sun actually came out.
Yeah.
I came downstairs and I was like, what's that giant ball of light in the sky?
You kids, I'm not paying to light the whole neighborhood. Oh, that's the sun. Okay.
Yeah, exactly. I forgot what it looked like.
Yeah, but it's so freaking cold out.
It is really cold.
Like, it's like -2 or something. It's ridiculous. So, I guess I'm fine with just the sunlight coming in because I've been living it up with, apparently I've been enjoying a Nicolas Cage marathon all weekend.
Oh.
So, yeah.
What's the one where his face is on fire?
Face off?
No, the one where he's like on a motorcycle and his.
Oh! I only saw that once. It was a very good movie.
That wasn't part of your marathon.
No,
that's a scary movie.
Oh, that's a face on fire man. I know what you're talking about. He's like a superhero.
Yeah, something like that.
I don't know. That's
always what I think of when I think of Nicolas Cage.
Oh no, we watched National Treasure last night.
All right.
Love that movie.
Yeah? Really?
Still the Declaration of Independence?
Okay. I haven't seen it.
Oh
no, are we done with our friendship?
Mollicent. I wish you had a name that was more than Molly. Like, you know what I mean?
So you can make evil out of it?
Yes. Like Mollitude. It's like, oh my god. You've never seen National Treasure?
No, I don't think so. Although I am notorious for not remembering movies. I think it drives my husband insane because he'll always be like, yeah, that movie that we saw, and I was like, we never saw that.
He He's
like,
steals the Declaration of Independence.
That sounds bad.
No, it's so good. Oh. It's all about, you know me, I love a good conspiracy theory.
Okay. Got it.
It's all about like the conspiracy theory of the government, and like there was a secret society with like Ben Franklin and the signers of the Declaration of Independence, and you can find all this stuff, and there's hidden treasure.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Oh, I'm not going to give it any more away because there's two movies.
I'll watch Raising Arizona every
day. That was
a
good one.
That's a really good one.
That was a really good one. No, but yeah, so there's two in the National Treasure.
Oh.
There's even Book of Secrets.
Oh.
That was a sequel, which is just as good, which never happens.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, if it's still, by the time this comes out, if it's still snowing, pick up some National Treasure, guys.
Oh my God, please do. And then we watched Conair was on this morning.
Oh my God, I've never seen that.
Oh my God, it's so good.
I guess I'm not a Nick Cage fan.
It's good because of just the content of the movie, but most people aren't. I mean, he's not a very attractive man, although I have a friend that would disagree. She has a secret.
Okay.
Secret celebrity crush on Nick Cage.
Okay.
Kelly is secretly in love
with
him.
He's a thing.
But he has like real long hair and it always blows in the wind in Con Air. He has the worst southern accent in the movie. So he'll be like,
That's my bunny.
What?
I said that's my bunny.
Was he Foghorn Leghorn?
Get away from that
Sammy
box.
Sam?
Yes, it's so awful, but it's so good.
I said.
Yeah, so it's yeah.
I said, get away from my bunny. Foghorn Gagehorn.
Totally. Now that I might be able to get into.
Oh my gosh, hilarious. So yeah, so it's been a Nick Cage weekend for me.
Cage cheese weekend.
Yes, thank you for coming in and breaking up the monotony of it all. I need a human interaction, of course.
Nice.
The snow. So why don't we just jump right in then? And what do you got for us today?
Well, okay, so I saw this I guess basically like an ad for it almost on Reddit as I was like scrolling my Reddit as
you
I
love,
do.
I've never, so you don't do Nicolas Cage. I've never really been on Reddit. I don't know what it is or understand
I am
it.
Just.
So, is it an app?
Yeah, it's an app and I'm just a voyeur on it. I don't contribute to it.
A voyeur? Is that a thing? Like,
well, I'm a lurker maybe.
But I mean,
whatever.
Is that your word or is that a Reddit word?
Both, probably.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, like, there's people that are on Reddit that just look at stuff.
Okay, and that's
And
what
then
you
there's
do.
People that, like...
Contribute.
Post on okay. Reddit. There's people that comment on Reddit.
Okay.
Like, that, you know, but I just look at, like, there's, like, a front page that you can just, like, scroll through, and it has stuff on there.
Kind of like a random Pinterest. Like, there's just random things on there.
Yeah.
You like it or you
like,
don't, or you
there's like,
it or
yeah,
you
don't. Don't have to like anything or anything like that. But there's, like, cute videos. There's, like... you know, like cat videos and stuff like that. Ugh, or there's like people doing stupid stuff, you know, that kind of thing.
I'll have to get onto that. I've never.
Yeah, it's fun.
I've heard of it and I've seen a lot of memes that are centered around conversations on there, but I've just
Or
never...
like there was people that put on Reddit, like if there's like stuff going on in the government, like people will put
that
sure. up. Or
okay.
like, you know, like new inventions in science and stuff like that.
Okay.
On there.
Well, cool. All right. Yeah. Sorry.
No. So this was something that popped up on my feed as I was going through.
Every day.
And so there is this company called Breo, B-R-E-O.
Okay.
And they make head and eye massagers.
Oh,
have you heard of these?
No. Well, I like the head massager, like that one.
Yeah. No, this
silver
is...
thing that looks like a whisk, but
it's not.
Out. Whoa! I got tingly just thinking about it.
Gives you the goosebumps. No, these are way more tech advanced.
Okay.
Like, and first of all, I've never heard of an eye massager.
It's freaking me out a little bit. I don't like people touching my eyes.
Yeah. No. And it was very strange. Now, what the device looks like? It actually looks like probably more so like a VR. Like
a
mask.
Virtual reality.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like a mask that you would have for that. So that's what I thought it was. And then I noticed that it had said it was like an eye massager.
Oh.
And they have ones, or they have like that, it's like a head and eye massager that looks like a stormtrooper mask,
know,
from like Star Wars. Like it is so strange looking. But basically this device, it adopts air pressure, vibration, and heat compression massaging tech. To massage the regions around your head and eye.
Okay.
Yeah, and I don't know, like, if this is something that I would enjoy. Like, I've never had, like, an eye massage. Like, I don't know. I don't know.
All I'm picturing right now is when you go to the eye doctor and they have to put that puff of air
in
your eye.
Yeah.
And they almost have to, like, tape my head to the machine.
Yeah.
I get so freaked out.
You jump
with
back.
It.
Yeah.
So, like, something coming at me and pushing on my eyeballs? Is that
what it's like? No, it's like pushing around, like, the sockets of your eyes.
Yeah, but they
and,
can
like,
pop your eye out. Isn't that how
that
your
would be
face
awful.
Works?
That would be awful.
Isn't that how your face works?
Yeah.
Your eye can just pop out at any time.
Yeah, right?
It's like
right.
an exit.
Like a pug.
Right.
If they sneeze too hard.
Yes. That's crazy.
So like this thing, like that has like a wireless remote. Some of them have an MP3 player in it. It has pre-recorded spa music.
Oh.
So you like get home from your long day at work and you pop on your like... face contraption.
Sure.
And you just like dissolve and all your worries go away in this like massaging thing.
Or
the
your
visor
eye pops out.
Yeah, or your eye pops out, and that's a whole other tragedy that you have to deal with. But like the visor part is kind of like see-through, so you can see through it, so you can access your remote and everything. And you just put it on. It said it has 22 finger-like massage contacts made from high purity silica gel. that has shit now. That has no. I was like, these are a lot of words for me to be saying.
Yeah. Hi. It's purple.
Yeah, and it's a small engine controlled by a computer IC chip. Okay. Whatever that has. And it has no side effects to your skin either, like whatever the thing is.
So is it like it's like a helmet type thing?
Mm-hmm. Well, there's lots of different versions. Okay. So they have ones. There's like this whole like website by this company that does it, the Brio USA. Okay. It was founded in the year 2000.
Okay.
And it has the Shenzhen by Briotech Company. They're promoting health and wellness, blah, blah, blah. Yeah. But they have, okay, so they have one that is an eye and head. So that's like the thing that looks like a giant like stormtrooper face thing head. Okay. They have one that's just for the head, which is almost like a halo that goes around you that just does the top of your head. Okay. They have one that's just the eye. That's the thing that looks like the VR thing.
The virtual reality, okay.
They have a hand massager.
Oh, that you now like, we're speaking.
Yeah, that you like stick your hand inside of like this like plastic thing and it massages your hand.
Oh, I'm here for that.
They have one just for your neck.
Okay.
That's like a collar thing. They have one
You can break shit in my neck. Yeah, right. That's where I get a little...
Like the robots uprise and like break your neck.
Like just strip your neck like all of a sudden. Or they like choke you. Yeah. Like, and you're like... Well, and then your eyes pop out again and you're dead. Yes.
Well, the one that was like neck and shoulder, that was like a crazy contraption that you like, I think like draped over you so it could get like your neck and your shoulder and everything. And then the last one they had was like for your scalp, which was like one of those ones that you could probably buy at like Bed Bath & Beyond that had like the batteries that you can like massage your scalp with. But now these items, they start anywhere, like the lowest one was like $50 all the way up to like $330.
Oh.
Like for the big, like the head and eye thing.
I feel like your hands work like...
Yeah, right? Like, just take your fingers and massage your temples.
Maybe this is for the hand.
But that's kind of where I thought it was, like, a little bit bougie. Because, I don't know. Like, I don't know anybody that uses one of these. Maybe this is something that everybody's doing that I just don't know about. But
right.
I found it to be very interesting that they, like, have this thing. One of the things that I came across that they were... So I was like, okay. So with this thing, like you had said... We could just use our fingers.
Right.
You know, what is the benefit of, like, this machine, contraption that you're putting on your face?
Yeah.
So it's based on the traditional channel massage theory.
Oh, that's always a theory.
What is the channel massage?
What is the channel massage theory, Molly? Please explain.
It is the imaginary line of energy.
Sure.
That links your...
Enough said.
Imaginary line of energy links your body parts together as functional units.
Of course.
I was like, what is the fuck is this website talking about?
You can't see it in any map.
Now I'm just like, okay, so now they're like...
It's
like,
not found in a science book.
No. Now they're just like putting like words out on their website. So you're like, yes, I do need this contraption.
Anything that says it's an imaginary... Imagine a sea coming through your body.
I need all of my lines of energy to work as functional units.
Your chakras?
Yes. And so, okay, so it's the traditional channel massage there and the Chinese medicine as well as modern biomagnetism theory.
Here we come with the magnets again.
So the biomagnetism theory is the phenomenon of magnetic fields produced by living organisms.
Okay.
So like this face thing...
There's something to be said for magnets. I mean, it's energy, it's kinetic, it's static, it's whatever those words are you learn in third grade science.
Like, we produce energy within our bodies and things like that. So, like, this face thing...
this helmet.
...that you strap on is making all of this stuff happen?
I guess.
I don't know.
It's just moving muscle around. I mean, I don't know. I'm sure it feels good. I'm sure it feels amazing.
Right.
I mean, a head massage is probably one of my favorite things in the world.
Sure. Absolutely.
I absolutely love them. When I go to the hairdresser and they just spend that time.
Yeah.
Like,
See, I'm the opposite.
Oh, I love
it. I can't stand it.
Seriously?
Yes. I'm also somebody that is, I'm not too fond of like a back massage.
Oh.
See? Yeah. Like that's not, but that's me. That's my personal thing.
You've never seen National Treasure and you don't enjoy back massage? How in the
Why are we friends?
Are we even friends? We have nothing in common.
I really, unless I have like a kink in my neck or something like that, I'm really just kind of like, ugh, get off of me. Oh my God,
it's the best thing, a foot massage.
I can, I can go with that more. So, because there's some like pressure points in your feet that are a little bit more stimulating. Yeah,
they make your lady parts tingle. You're like, ooh, more please.
Ding, 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 ding.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, no, I'm not much for a massage or anything like that. So this thing, it just kind of was just very bizarre to me to see this. Like, can you imagine like walking in on someone that has like this helmet on and they're like, ugh.
Well, I'm hoping you do it in the privacy of your own home. Yeah. Like, I mean, maybe not take it to work and do it during your 15 minute break, but that's hilarious. Well, so it makes me think of, I don't know if you ever watched the show Modern Family.
Yeah, I've seen it.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so Phil Dunphy, the dad, is always trying to come up with like inventions, like him
Yes.
And it was I don't know if he called it like the Head Scratcher 3000 or something like that. And it was a helmet that had all these little things on it, and you put it on your head, and it was supposed to like kind of scratch your head.
Yeah.
Like it had these little knobs on the end, and it was supposed to scratch your head.
I'm sure that turned out great.
Yeah, and it was like, and I kind of sat there and I thought, oh, that's kind of a neat idea. But then of course it gets like tangled in your hair because it's scratching your head. So that's all this makes me think of is like, are these little,
I think it has that like rotation silicone
things gonna like get stuck in my
head. It has like that silicone base over it that's like underneath the mask, like inside the helmet or whatever. It's like the silicone thing. So whatever like pressure points and like rubby things in there are, you know, protected so it doesn't like
rip your hair out. Feel like, I don't know, if it's not somebody who's supposedly supposed to know, like a chiropractor or a massage therapist or somebody that's supposed to know what they're doing.
Right.
Because, like, anytime I go, if I go to get a pedicure and they have those massage chairs, right, that you sit in, I never use those because I feel like it just screws my back up.
Right.
Like, all of a sudden it just starts banging and, like, punching into your back. And your disc is like, you know, because it's just, like, beating you to death. And then you get up and I'm like, oh, I can't walk. Like,
Because
it's punched it out of place. And I feel like that's what this head thing is going to be doing is, like,
Right.
That or choking me and popping my eyeballs out.
Yeah, I was going to say, and then your eye pops out.
Right. Oh, honey, did you pop your eye out again?
But it's like a visor, so if your eye pops out, just it hold it in there.
It catches it, I guess? Yeah. You just go to the emergency room? They're like, oh, Molly's back.
It was very space age popped looking. Her eye out again. And, well, you know.
I'm sure it works for those that have $300 to spend on a head massage. Right. Which, again, if I had $300, I would just pay someone. Like, I would go get a massage.
Well, I mean, the comment that it was like finger like quality. It's like, well,
I have
fingers.
Your head's getting fingered. Let us finger your eyeballs.
That's my new kink.
No, thank you.
I don't like a back massage, but if you could finger my eyeballs.
I'm still just, I mean, I guess, like, I can understand maybe around, like, the sinus area. Because people do get a lot of sinus pressure. And you're supposed to kind of massage. I'm massaging my face right now. You can't see it, especially this
time of year and everything like that.
Sorry if this is now muffled because my hand's in front of my mouth. But I don't know how to have a proper conversation still 26 episodes later for a podcast. But, but like when you massage that area, I mean, it's supposed to help, get all that junk out and break up the sinus.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I guess maybe if it's doing something like that.
Right.
But
I think this is just for people that like
super close to my eyeballs.
Yeah. Like every day they just come home and pop on their eyeball massager. And, like, that's how they spend their evenings.
Maybe get a different job. Like, if you're that stressed.
Right.
If your life is that chaotic.
Life quality is not good for you. Yeah. If you need this massager. Yeah.
Maybe try something else.
Yeah. But, so that was my thing. I thought it was very interesting that, like I said, I was looking through my feed and it just looked like, I thought it was like a new VR thing. And I was like, they're massaging eyes now.
Nice.
Yeah.
Can you imagine incorporating VR with that?
Oh, good God.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
You just sit there and watch a rainfall or a
Well, the more expensive one it had, you could get spa sounds in it. It has like an MP3 player and stuff, and you
imagine
could
watching the beach now.
Oh.
Yeah, while you're getting massaged.
Ooh.
Yeah, it'd be like a little monkey on your back, just piggybacking, massaging your head as you watch down the beach.
They might even have something like that for like the new VR stuff.
If not, moneymaker.
Yep. Don't take that idea.
Don't take that idea. SARS, birding here first. TM, circle. Patent pending.
Love it. So.
Fantastic. I love it.
If you need a face massage. Go ahead.
And speaking of faces, Nick Cage was in Face Off.
Yes.
So.
Yes, which I've never seen.
Oh, my God.
I know.
And John Travolta's in that one, too. And oh, my God. It's so good. I took his face off.
We definitely have different
pleasures. We're going to have a Nick Cage night, and you're going to just leave here a different woman.
I don't know if I want that for myself.
Oh, you're going to love it. You're going to love it. Your husband will thank me. Oh, my God. Not that I think Nick Cage is even that hot, but it's just like, they're good movies. It's just, yeah, it's a good movie. It's a good,
girl,
yeah,
you do you.
Yeah.
Anyway. I love you no matter what.
Yeah, exactly. Thank you. Thank you. Thanks for not judging my taste. Even though that's all we do on this podcast is judge everyone else. Nick Cage, that's a thing.
Oh, good God.
Love it.
Well then, darling, what do you have?
Well, again, the universe is amazing because it seems like 9 times out of 10, you and I are along the same lines.
Okay.
When it comes to, even though we do not, we've said this several times, we do not talk about ahead of time what we're bringing to the table this week.
We're more concerned about whether or not we're even going to have a topic, let alone trying to figure out if we're the same.
Yeah. And then we're waiting, we're waiting for the episode where we bring the same topic.
Yep.
So,
we've exhausted all our avenues. Yeah,
so mine is actually around stress relief as well.
Okay,
so
that's cool. What this
is so,
cool.
So nice. Funny.
Maybe we're feeling a little stressed out from the weather and the temperature and everything.
So, whereas yours came from Reddit, my idea actually came from Bravo channel.
Yes.
I am a Bravo.
That's your jam.
Ho. Yes, yep. I am a Bravo ho. I'm a Bravo ho. Yeah. Like, I absolutely love that channel. I love Andy Cohen. Mazel to him. He's getting ready to, he's getting a baby.
Oh, good for
him. Yes. I thought it was super cool. But anyways, so, I actually saw this a while back on The Real Housewives of Dallas. They had it on, and it didn't really resonate with me. We were doing the podcast, I think, at the time. But anyways, I saw it again a couple weeks ago on an episode of Vanderpump Rules.
Okay.
Which I love.
Another Bravo show.
Yes. So I saw it on Vanderpump Rules, and they all went to, so on each of these episodes, they went to a rage room. Have you heard of the rage room?
No. But I'm kind of guessing what it is.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
So
cool.
So a rage, and I'm just going to apologize now. I'm not going to say it very much because I have a problem saying my R's sometimes.
Okay. Rage room. Rage room.
Speech impediment back from like the third grade.
Got it.
My R's always became W. So I was like, oh, rage room. Like, still struggling with it today. So the rage room.
Got it. Got it.
It's actually kind of like a warehouse type area.
Okay.
They have all these different rooms that you can basically go in and just smash the shit out of stuff. Yeah. You go in and you put like coveralls on. They give you a pair of like coveralls. They give you a helmet. They give you like glasses, safety glasses, safety goggles or whatever, and just piles of shit to smash. They give you the instrument too. Like you can choose like a bat. You can choose. They have like sledgehammers. There was one.
My eyes are like bulging out of my head.
Molly's
like,
super excited.
Yeah, this
right
is
now.
Awesome.
Yeah, keep your damn virtual reality massages at home. I mean,
like I consider myself a pretty positive person. It takes a lot to really get me riled up.
Yeah.
You know, like I really feel that, you know, I conduct myself in a pretty positive manner.
I would agree with that. Yeah.
But
every once in a while,
the opportunity just like on purpose to go and like smash some
shit up
sounds really exciting.
I know. Well, that's what, and I remember when I saw it on Housewives of Dallas, I'm like, oh, these ladies need this.
Yeah.
You know, and then they did it, like I said, on Vanderpump, and of course they were all like, you know, you can take, and it's kind of cool. They have like big plywood, you know, in the rooms. And so you can actually, like spray paint on there, like maybe your ex's name
or something
like that. And then like plow through it with your hammer and like smash it down and everything. And they have all kinds of, I mean, they have dishes. Like, you can get, like, they have dishes and cups and,
Opa!
And you can just sit there and just smash a pile of dishes. They have, like, those big fluorescent light bulbs, like, when they go out.
Yeah.
And they break, and it's kind of satisfying.
Yeah, breaking
all those little pieces. So, all kinds of stuff like that. And so, there's different levels, I guess, of range room stuff.
Okay.
You can either go by yourself, which I thought, I mean, every time I saw it, it was a group of friends. So when I started, you know, that went and did it together. So when I started looking at this, they're like, oh, you can, most people go by themselves. I'm like, oh, well, this sounds unhealthy. Like,
yeah. And then you're like found crying in the corner when it's all over.
Like, I mean, I was kind of, the more I kept I was like, oh, it's a kitschy thing, right? You know, like, yeah. Oh, how fun. We can go with a group of friends and celebrate somebody's breakup, right?
Or divorce, right? Like a group of women. Light some shit on fire.
Yeah. Like, you know, you have some champagne, you light some, yeah, you knock the wall down, what have you. And, but it was like, most of the packages, like, you go by yourself. I mean, it's
okay.
I thought, all right. So, you can go by yourself or a group of friends, and they usually have what's called a viewing window. So if you're not a smasher,
okay,
if you're just a voyeur, yes, is that the word we used earlier? You can watch this if you're more, I guess, of a zen person. Okay. You can just kind of go in and sit and watch. But I was looking around, and the rooms, the packages, I guess, that I'm going to talk about here are related to a place called The Rage Room, and this is in Springfield, Missouri. I thought it was originally in Springfield, Illinois, which was a little bit closer to home.
Right.
But the more I kept looking, it seems like every place has about kind of these same packages.
Okay.
Maybe just different names. But so there were actually 5 different packages that you can sign up for in the Rage Room. The first one is BYOBS, which is Bring Your Own Breakable Shit.
Okay.
So it's for $15.
Oh.
And you get 15 minutes in the room.
Oh, wow.
I know. I thought it was going to be a little bit more expensive to break a bunch of crap. But
I can imagine, the cleanup is not fun.
I think, from what I saw on some of the videos, I think they just kind of leave it. Maybe they, sweep some of the big pieces out of the way and, sharp edges or stuff. $15, and then it was, 15 minutes. I'm like, well, that doesn't seem like a lot of time. But then I thought, how long does it really take you to smash a plate?
Right.
You're
going to get tired.
Yeah, after 5 minutes, I'd be like, all right, what's next? Thank you, next. So, yeah.
Wow, but that's reasonably priced.
So the first one, bring your own breakable shit. So they just put you in a room and you can bring, they offered pictures of your ex. That you could bring, or people bring some political stuff stuff like that. Yeah. They said maybe bring a flower vase from someone you dislike.
Okay. They have suggestions.
Yeah. And then I thought this was funny because with the BYOBS, it says, and you get to choose your own music.
Oh.
Which, after reading all 5 packages, you can choose it. Because then I was like, what music are you putting in there? But it was choose your own music for all 5. So I guess it's you can bring your own.
Oh, gotcha.
Maybe music and set it up to their speaker.
What makes you rage.
Yeah. And it'll play. So then it kind of got me thinking. I was like, I wonder what would be on my playlist, right?
Right.
Did you ever, I don't know, Rage Against the Machine is on
there. That's totally what was in my head, too.
Ozzy Osbourne. Yeah. And you think of all these, heavy metal things, and I'm like, I can just see somebody coming in and, I don't know, it's like the Titanic theme song or something. fuck you, Jeffrey! that was your wedding song or something.
You're no Leonardo DiCaprio!
I would be curious to hear what would be on people's
rage
room,
what makes them rage
playlist kind of a thing. Because you would want it to be fun. So
I definitely have music that makes me rage, but not in an angry way. In an exciting way.
Oh,
You know, when I want to drive fast or something You know, I guess I'm more of a happy rager rather than an angry rager.
Well, it's I have a I have a road tripping playlist of songs that kind of same thing, or I definitely have a workout playlist of songs that
hype you up.
Keep you pumping and get you going. You know, that fast pace to keep you in the zone.
I guess that's more how I'm looking at this is it's something that it would hype me up. Breaking stuff is gonna hype me up. I'd smash and be like,
wait till the crescendo or whatever. Bam. Bang to the beat or something.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know.
That's so cool.
I don't know if anybody's going in there breaking shit to Danny's song. People smile, tell me I'm the lucky one. Right? Isn't that what that song is?
I don't know.
Even though we ain't got money. We have no money! I'm so in love. I fucking hate you! I'm gonna start
with all lies.
Right? Yeah. So that was one room. Another package is called the Smashbox. And it said this is actually for their weekly visitors.
Oh.
Which cautioned me. I was like, ooh, red flag. Maybe we should, who's coming?
Weekly. Yikes.
Is this court ordered? And,
the anger management.
And that's kind of what I was thinking. And then I thought, so it's $25 for the Smashbox.
Still not that bad.
And it's one person. It's still only one person in the room. You get 20 minutes.
They give you one big item.
Okay.
So,
what could that
be? I don't know. You may hit the lottery that day. I don't know. But you get one big item, two plates.
Okay.
And three wine bottles.
Oh, okay. All right.
That was awesome. I'm like, you're just breaking wine bottles. Yeah. And shipping somebody with them. Yeah. I mean, that's probably
what
the
is
other...
it? Baptizing a ship? Yeah. Right? Don't you break a wine bottle on a ship?
Cruise ships and stuff like that. Or, yeah, exactly. So, so yeah, I thought that was a little odd, but,
that's funny.
The third package is called The Rage.
Ooh.
Which, it's a room full of random items.
That they've provided.
Okay. So, again, the Smashbox, you get one big item, two plates and three wine bottles. In The Rage, it's still 20 minutes, but it's enough, it says, for one person to destroy.
Ooh.
Now, this one is $55.
Okay.
So I'm trying to figure out...
How angry are you?
Well, so it's the same time frame, but it's a $30 difference. So there must just be...
Tons of shit in there.
You just rage for that 20 minutes. Yeah. Because I don't know if you're paying
$25. Can you imagine the stamina you have to have for that?
Well, because if you're taking that sledgehammer...
Right.
So at the gym... So this is kind of funny. So one of the exercises, every once in a great while at the gym, they'll bring in, like, the big tires.
Yeah.
And
yes.
Most people think they're flipping them, but they give us sledgehammers, and you have a way... And you hit...
Okay.
You, like, bring the sledgehammer over your shoulder and bang it down onto the tire as hard as you can.
Yeah.
And, I mean, it builds that muscle. And, I mean, after 30 seconds, I'm like, Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Like... This is a lot. And then I got to switch arms and do the other side. So,
well, that's why lumberjacks are so buff. Right? Like swinging that axe.
So I guess if I'm like beating a toilet all to hell, you know, or like a credenza, like can you really go for 20 minutes? And do you save your wine bottles and plates to the end? Or
I don't know.
So yeah, anyways. So that was, there's one that's called Full Hardcore. right? So the package, it could be for couples or friends. It's for two of you. You get to smash stuff together. It's a room full of shit, and this is $75.
Okay.
And it's 25 minutes, so you get an extra 5 minutes, I guess, since there's two of you. And then there's the Bust It Baby, which is $100, and it's for up to a group of four people, so it'd be $25 per person, and you get 30 minutes in there, and again, it's just a room full of shit for you and your friends to destroy.
Do they say anything about, like, I would be nervous having somebody else in the room with me.
I think maybe that's why most of the time, and they said a lot of people, what they'll choose to do instead of doing, like, the Bust It Baby is they'll do, like, the Smashbox.
Okay.
And you can tag team in.
Oh,
so,
okay.
Like, if I come in for 5 minutes and then I tag team you and then I leave and you come in for 15 minutes, but again.
Yeah, I mean, if, like, shit's, like, flying everywhere, I'd be afraid. I mean, I know you have, like, helmet and glasses on, but still.
Right.
Like,
or, like, if I'm trying to walk behind you and then let go of the sledgehammer and now I'm dead.
Yeah.
So, I thought it was funny because a lot of the sites that I looked at too, they said, click here if you want to donate stuff to Smash.
Oh, for sure.
So, I mean, that's part of really what this is. I mean, there's not a lot of overhead. I mean, you got to buy a couple sledgehammers and a warehouse space, and then you just got to come up with shit.
That's awesome, though. And again, like, this
totally sustainable.
It comes back to my personality
recycling
or whatever. If I get a new set of glasses, like, I never know what to do with my old set of glasses, you know, especially because it's not like a complete set by that point or whatever.
I don't know that somebody wants to totally destroy your glasses, but, or do you mean like eyeglasses? Oh,
drinking,
thank you.
Drinking glasses.
Drinking. I thought you meant eyeglasses.
No. Like, those that you can donate.
I was like, ooh, that's a real rager, Molly. Oh!
Let me snap your glasses in half. No, but like a new set of drinking glasses.
I'm feeling,
you know, because
you know,
like I have some that are broken, or I just want a new thing. And you know, like, what do I do with the old ones?
Donate them.
That kind of thing. You could totally donate.
Well, and that's what they
said.
That's
awesome.
So, they said if you have any like broken furniture, right? Like most people just put it out on the curb and let it go. And this way, I guess it gets at least broken down. I mean, it's still gonna have to go.
But
somewhere in the garbage, but
it
gets broken down somehow. But they said if you have any, like, so broken furniture in your house, dishes, picture frames, microwaves.
Oh.
Vacuum cleaners.
Oh.
Was on the list.
Oh, people mad at vacuum cleaners.
I guess. Like, if you want to pick it up and just
Okay.
Use it as your weapon, maybe?
Yeah, can you imagine, like, the boardroom of this company, like, trying to figure out, like, what are the best things to, like, smash right? up? Like,
well,
oh, vacuum cleaner, we need those.
From what I can tell, it's not really, like, a franchise
area.
It's just something that started to pop up, and people are kind of starting their own rage rooms around. Right. So, again, we could start our own.
Rage room?
Rager here in Central Illinois. And
that's so cool.
I mean, you need a warehouse space.
Right.
Probably some liability insurance.
Right.
You don't even need to come up with your own playlist. People bring their own.
Yeah, right.
I mean, maybe we'd have to have something for whatever. But, yeah, they said, like, sinks, toilets.
Yeah.
They'll take all that kind of stuff, figurines. This one was my favorite because then it brought it back to the playlist for me because they were like, we also will take printers, copiers, and faxes. Uh-huh. And I was like, oh, fucking Office Space style.
Yeah, right.
Damn,
right.
It feels good to be a gangster. I'm like, I feel like that would have to be on my playlist, right? Like,
totally. You move on to the fax machines.
Yeah. And then is this something copier. You do for team building? Like at work, kind of, you know, like
I don't know. I mean, but I do like the idea of that having a space to go, and if you are somebody that does have anger that builds up and you need to release it, better to release it in this kind of space rather than, am I reading your notes that you wrote down?
Oh my God. Oh my God.
Your face.
Oh my God. No, but okay, yeah. So you think it's better to...
Yeah, I would say have a space to go and like release that anger if you are somebody that has anger that builds up rather than like... your spouse or that person that you're angry at.
Right.
You know?
Road rage.
Yeah, exactly.
So it's that. You guys, this is why Molly and I do this together. Like, we are Justin Timberlake in sync. It's awesome. Bye. So there was actually a lot of articles then that I read about these rooms.
Or like the psychology that
and
goes
how,
behind
yes,
it.
Yes, the psychology yeah. behind yeah, yeah, it. Yeah. And how is it truly letting off steam or is it motivating future aggression?
Oh.
And how they think that these are bad things that are coming about. So there was one article in particular that I read by the name of Kevin Bennett. He's a PhD.
Okay.
And he basically said that when you spend time pounding on inanimate objects, you are conditioning yourself to quickly become aggressive the next time your anxiety levels rise.
Okay.
So he's saying that instead of dealing with that emotion as it happens, right, because people are letting it pin up, and then they're using this as a way to explode.
Okay.
He said it's unhealthy. You have to deal with your emotions and your anger as it comes at you.
Okay.
And that this is actually conditioning you, and you're rewarding yourself for having distressed feelings or displaced feelings. So,
yeah, but some people choose to, in the moment, use that rage on other people. You know, like if you're supposed to deal with
it. Well, that's why you say you're supposed to learn how to deal with it appropriately.
Yeah,
because, because then it also, so then it started making me think because I thought, okay, so if you're going weekly, right?
Yeah.
To this rage room.
Maybe it is. Yeah.
And you're letting out your aggression, and then how does it become a daily thing, right? Like, oh, I can't wait till Thursday. Like I have so much, like this week has sucked so bad. I have to hit something now.
Yeah, but I think some people need that.
So do you end up like, you know, letting that out? And then I started thinking, what if you're using the same playlist? And then
there's like a trigger that song comes on the radio.
All of a sudden you're at the bar and Welcome to the Jungle comes on and you just pick up your bar stool and start like going full
Pavlov
bananas.
Effect. Yeah,
like ballistic on people. But so it cracked me up. Apparently there is, and I've seen a couple coworkers with some of these, but he said it's very similar to, It was very, very similar to, this thing called the Damn It Doll.
Okay.
So it was supposed to be kind of this kitschy little thing where it was...
Like one of those stress ball type
things? It's kind of like a stress ball, but it's a cloth doll.
Okay.
It looks like, you know, it's got like...
A voodoo doll?
It looks like a voodoo doll.
Okay.
It does. It looks like a voodoo doll. And they have a label on them that read, whenever things don't go so well and you want to hit the wall and yell, here's a little Damn It Doll that you can't do without. Just grasp it firmly by the legs and find a place to slam it. And as you whack the stuffing out, yell, damn it, damn it, damn it. And so that's what this Damn It Doll is supposed to do.
Okay.
But he says that it's really not a good idea because we are, again, like we're conditioning ourselves that this is how we displace our anger, right? Right. We're not dealing with the situation right. appropriately. Right. We're not, you make me mad, I'm upset with you. Right. It's, but I'm just going to go.
Yeah, but not everybody's gonna delve into the psychology of how to deal with their anger.
Oh, I 1,000% agree. And I was like, yeah. okay, so this is just kind of, again, this is what we do. We take an ideal fun, world, kitschy, of course. Right, we take these fun, kitschy things, and then we're like, oh, but it's ruining America, yeah. right? Because
in an ideal world, yes, everyone would know how to deal with their anger and like be able to sit down yes. and talk about their the emotions. That's not.
Maybe just like for those that own rage
yeah.
rooms or spaces, like maybe yeah. just red flag if you do have a weekly visitor. Maybe, you know, and they seem to be bringing more and more of right. their own shit right. or right. they just get more and more just bang, bang, right. bang on right. stuff, you know. Right. Maybe don't sign up for the weekly visit kind of thing. Right. But as far as a kitschy thing for a bachelorette party, a girl's night out, a bachelorette right. party, a guy's trip, like right. again, a divorce
or
party,
like a one, yeah, exactly, like a one time, like you just got divorced. Yeah, yeah,
like I think that would yeah. be kind of cool. Like just get a group of girls together, maybe a group of guys.
To be honest with you, I would like to do this not even in anger. I think it would just be fun to go right, and break
from
shit.
From a happy place. Yeah, yeah, that's from like, where I'm woo! Coming from. Yeah, like I just want to destroy things. Yeah. Like I'm yeah. not angry about no. anything. So maybe we should just have a break shit room.
Yeah.
Like rage, I think it would room. Be fun. Just, yeah. Yeah. So I think it would be totally cool. So, yeah. So that's, I don't know. That's kind of,
that's
was
really
a thing
cool. That, I like it.
It's not super bougie because, I mean, it's not really bougie because it's totally affordable.
Right.
But I guess,
think it's fun. I'm yeah. glad you've given me this information.
So
I might want to try
yeah,
it.
So basically to our listeners, you have two ways of relieving stress this
yes.
week. You can either sit home quietly.
Get your eyeballs massaged.
And massage your eyeballs with spa sounds and yes. what was it? Imaginary line chakras of energy.
Yes.
And magnetic
yes.
force.
Mm-hmm. Yep. All that. Science-y.
Decontamination.
Not science
yeah,
stuff.
I don't know. Or put your boots on. Go to your local rage room and break some
so
shit
cool.
for 15 minutes. Yeah.
I did not know about that.
And probably
I love
get a little
it.
Bit of a good workout. So
I love it.
Yeah,
yeah.
I thought it was a super cool thing.
Yeah.
So that was
like
my,
I
yeah.
said, like, you know, the amount of time they give you, like, it doesn't seem like a lot, but I feel like it would be enough.
Oh,
like,
it's way too, yeah.
Yeah, like, that would take a lot of stamina to, like,
probably takes,
break a toilet. Like, that would take
oh,
a lot of stamina
you're gonna
to sledgehammer a toilet.
Yeah, you're going to have yeah. to have a rubber mallet. Like, you got to really have a yeah. baseball bat. You'd probably throw your shoulder out or something. But I could see, like, maybe some old furniture, like,
you
the
might
wooden,
need the massager, the shoulder massager after you rage room. Totally.
See how it all comes full circle? That's so good. Or maybe, like, you get that stress out and then you just need to decompress.
Yeah.
Like, you need to just, that's how you deal with it.
Yeah.
Then is, mm-hmm. was it necessary for me to go that,
yeah.
that ham on that, you know, I mean,
that's
I don't know.
That's so awesome.
So, but I kind of, I mean, I liked it. Yeah, I thought it was a good idea. So,
I like
so
it.
Yeah, so that's our thing this week. So,
cool.
I do want to give a very quick shout out
yeah,
to
go for it, girl.
A friend of mine, Dave Hagler, especially when we got all this snow going
right,
on out
right.
there. Dave actually owns a small business here. In Central Illinois, Dave's Lawn Care Services. You can find him out on the interweb. But he has been so great. He's been a friend of ours for a very long time. And he had texted me a couple weeks ago and was like, even though it sucks being out in the snow, because
yeah, yeah.
even though they're lawn care, they also do snow removal.
Of course,
so
all those companies
we've
do,
been dumped
yeah.
on like 6-12 inches of snow here in the past couple weekends. And so he's like, it sucks having to be out in the cold removing all the snow.
I
but
know.
He's like, I've been listening and catching up on your guys'
yeah.
podcast.
Yeah.
He's like, and it's totally kept me company.
That's
and I
awesome.
Loved it. And
well, and I appreciate the guys that go out and do that. Because I
absolutely.
Know that once that snow hits, like, they work long hours.
Oh,
they
yeah.
don't stop.
24/7.
They go all night.
Yeah.
Like, and it just to clear our streets. So
yeah.
I really appreciate
well,
it.
Well, and people
sure.
probably don't. They're like, oh, can't we get this plowed? And it's like,
yeah.
go out there, Sharon, with
yeah.
your shovel and do it your own damn self. Like, you're operating heavy machinery. You
right.
know, you're
right.
away from your family. So, but anyway, so I thought that was super cute that he was like, it kept me company. And I'm
nice.
Like, see, guys, like
yeah.
we're
making a difference.
You got a friend in us regardless of where you are. So download us for those long plane rides.
Yeah, right.
Bring us on
right?
the car ride.
Those car
trip.
Trips.
When you
yeah.
get snowed in or you got a shovel.
Yeah.
Keep us there. We're always with you in your back pocket. When you need a laugh.
When you need a thing.
When you're about to rage and you don't have a rage room, dishes to break, or a virtual reality to massage your head.
Come get a laugh.
Pull out So That's a Thing. Listen to our podcast. Maybe we should be on there like as a... We're stress relief, right?
There you go.
Exactly.
I like it. Yeah. I like it. Fun times.
Yeah. So thank you to Dave for listening. We greatly appreciate that.
Yeah.
So,
thanks a lot, man.
Yeah. And thanks to everybody else always, our listeners. We've been climbing.
Yeah. I've been super excited. We've been doing really good. I feel like we're picking up some momentum.
Yeah. And if it's people just catching up or if you guys are spreading the word, thank you so much. Yeah. Or if we're just getting new listeners every day, which is super exciting.
Yeah.
For just us too. Like, it's just, I know. It's surreal almost. It is. But I love it.
It really is. I feel like I'm so happy that we've been able to sustain for so long, and I hope that a year from now we're saying the same thing.
Yeah, I know. I think we will. As long as we keep
the people world keep doing crazy shit.
I know. I mean, I think we will forever have a podcast.
Right? Right? That's awesome.
The world will never disappoint. So, so if you guys aren't already following us on Instagram, please don't hesitate to go out there and @_ So That's a Thing.
Yep.
And like Molly said last week, I think we've got some fun things in the work coming up in the next couple weeks to maybe add a few mini-sodes out there for you.
I think so, yeah. I think
some other things, so stay tuned. And as always, thank you, world, for being bougie.